Falling on my head like a memory, falling on my head like a new emotion. I want to walk in the open wind. I want to talk like the birds do. Want to dive into your ocean. Is it raining with you, baby? Talk to me like we always do. Walk with me like we lovers do.
But the interesting thing about being Eurythmics is that there have been so many different facets to it, you know, since we started. That, like, for example, making a video album is a whole new facet.
Well, I mean, you see, the whole video album is about... it starts off with Beethoven, which is a houseway. He starts to hallucinate and eventually... has a complete transition into this real sort of vampy, transsexual character. And that runs, the theme runs all the way through the album.
All the characters, I identify with each character that's portrayed very strongly, although none of them are completely me. I mean, you know, the transsexual character is not me. And yet, for some reason, there are elements in that character that I feel a very close affinity to. I think I feel identified with people that are out on the edge a bit, you know, not in my life, but in my performance. And I'm interested and fascinated by those people because they're living in the sort of shadowy existence that I myself haven't really experienced, but that I find very fascinating.
Since those early days, before you were a worldwide rock superstar, as it were, that the alienation must have increased since then.
Tremendously.
It increased the intensity of the music for you?
Well, it did, certainly. I mean, certainly that had a great deal to do with the intensity of Savage, because I really had got to a point when things, privately for me, were getting haywire, because I just wasn't having a life, you know. I was just kind of just on the road constantly and shifting, and I didn't know where my home was, and I was very confused about that. And I was in a very, very strange space, and oddly enough, it was a very creative place to be, but I mean, I really wouldn't like to have to go through that again in order to express something really deep.